Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, getting ready to head to Long Beach, California, right after the broadcast today to join all the Left Coast divers at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Tomorrow, that'll be the second day of the show. A big event going on this weekend for divers out there on the Left Coast. And to boot, it'll be my birthday. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with some friends, maybe having a drink or two since we're not going to be diving, just talking about it and going from there. Now, we got a big travel schedule. We're heading out to Long Beach for the show. Then we're heading up to the Oceanic Factory for a couple days to hang out with Dan Emke and our friends that run Oceanic Dive Gear. Quite cool thing. I haven't been to their facility before, so they've invited us up to do a little tour and a chat.
You know, that's not always what it means when a man says, "Why don't you go over here so I can show you my equipment?"
What does it mean?
It can mean different things.
Well, this is California.
Uh-oh.
Crap.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll find out. And you'll hear all about it because we're going to take our little recorder and cover as much as we can.
You should probably not say, "Oh, we're going to take our little piece of equipment to record this," either.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
And while you're gone, I think I'll go diving Catalina or something.
Yes. Is that what we're going to do, Scott?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that would be, that's actually on my list. But who knows? We're going to fit in a few things out there on the Left Coast and hang out with some of our diving friends. And then we head out to Fiji for 2 weeks. So we're looking forward to that. And of course, once again, you'll hear all about it right here on the show over the next few weeks as we broadcast from the islands and bring you along for the ride, at least virtually. You know, you're not going to be there in person, but it'll be like the next best thing to being there. Okay, it won't really be like that at all, but it at least we'll be able to tell you about what we see, what we experience, and then it'll give you make you a little bit more educated if you want to consider traveling to that part of the world and partake in some of their diving attractions.
Okay, I like how you're painting this as a positive.
Yes. Well, that's what I do. That is my job. This is absolute research. This is work.
Are we going to go ziplining?
Yes.
Oh,
we are.
Boy.
We're going to zipline. That's part of the research. When you go to feed, you got to experience all these different things, these activities topside and obviously below water as well. Now, as soon as we get back from Fiji, I have about 10 days to decompress, to kind of regroup, re-energize, and then I'm off again, possibly, with my friends from Explorer Ventures. Clay McArdle is on the line from that fine organization, Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. He's the big cheese, the big kahuna, and is it true, Clay? Are we going to the Galapagos or what?
I think we might have to.
Might have to, yes. The Humboldt.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a little bit of a hardship, and I know you're only going to have 10 days before trips, but I might have to drag you down there.
Yeah, see, well, once again, it's work for us, right? This is research. These are the sacrifices we make in the positions that we hold on this earth.
And God bless us.
Yes.
I mean, boy, you know, I mean, somebody has to do it, and, you know, I think it's great of us, don't
you? You're out there doing God's work, sonny. Doing God's work.
Sometimes it is good to be us, indeed, Clay. But yeah, I'm excited. I you know, we're doing some amazing trips this year. A couple of them definitely with you guys, Turks and Caicos, July 31st to August 7th. Mermaid Tony is going to be on that trip. She's never been on a liveaboard trip. I know she's excited, aren't you, Tony? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Look, she's like,
I'm speechless.
Yeah, she's ready. So we have her on board for that adventure. But let's get back to this Galapagos thing, because I am really excited about the Humboldt Explorer. This will be the week that we're going on is going to be like the first week it's operating or something. Is that right? Is that the plan at the moment or what?
It'll be absolutely the first trip. The boat was put in the water 2 weeks ago. Just got through all their stability testing and all that. They're putting on the finishing touches prior to taking her out from Guayaquil on the coast of Ecuador out to Galapagos here in the next couple of weeks. So we're really excited about it.
You've completed the stability testing, and you decided the best thing to test the stability of any organization or vessel is to put someone profoundly unstable on it as quickly as possible. Is that your plan?
You know, I hadn't thought of that, but that's a really good point. Maybe I should make a note.
Yes. Well, I will definitely be a good subject, test subject.
I'm good ballast, so that's, I think we should be fine.
All right, yeah, we'll cancel each other out for sure. I like it. Now, the Humboldt Explorer, this is something you can book right now as it gets ready to sail there in the Galapagos. And we've talked about Darwin and Wolf, two of the world-class dive sites in the world, literally, that people just rave about, that once they've been to these sites, this is what everything else gets compared to. Is that what you hear, too?
That's exactly what I hear and what I know. I mean, it's beautiful diving up there. It's not your normal, Caribbean coral reefs or anything like that, but it's, schooling big pelagics, silkies, whale sharks, hammerheads by the hundreds. It's just a magical thing. It's not for people that probably have, less than, 100 to 200 dives. You need some experience to be able to do it because it's colder water and occasionally can be quite a bit of current up there. But it's certainly worth it.
Yeah, it, definitely an experienced level dive. But, once you get a certain amount of experience under your belt, this is definitely what everybody strives to experience, I think.
Now this is, the Galapagos are unique in that they're right on the edge of real deep water, right? That's why you get the pelagics?
Yep, exactly. And you've got the Humboldt Current as well as several others that sort of come upslope and service around Darwin and Wolf, and that brings a lot of the planktonic life and everything else up to the surface, and that's why the hammerheads and the whale sharks and everything else are there.
Water temperature.
Water temperature, it'll be probably in the 60s, something like that.
Are you ready for that, Greg Holt?
I have dived in the 60s.
No. You dove in the 60s.
Oh, crap.
You didn't dive in water that was 60 degrees.
Oh, is that
you
what you're talking about?
You dove in 1963.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to go to the scuba show tomorrow, and I might have to take a look at some of the dry suits or I don't know. I got a 5 mil. I think a 5 mil with a hood and heavy gloves will do it for me. Don't you think, Clay?
I think
Tony
says no.
More padding than you have, but 5 mil works for me. So.
Okay, if it works for you.
Maybe up to a 7. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I can.
Can we just wrap him in bubble wrap?
Yeah, little dummy diver. That'd be fine.
I'm gonna put one of those warm pouch things that you like tear and you move and it heats it up, and I'll throw it in my wetsuit and I'll be good to go. I think I'll be so excited about marking off things off the list, like schooling hammerheads and whale sharks and all these things that I've never had the opportunity to experience firsthand. I think that will definitely overshadow the fact that I'm freezing my off. You know what I'm saying? I think I'll be distracted from the cold.
There's a good chance.
Yes, yes, and that's what I've heard. So I'm really looking forward to this, Clay. Once again, you can go to exploreventures.com and book your trip with them, whether it's on the Humboldt Explorer, Turks and Caicos, Bahamas. You name it, they got it. Even Maldives is coming down the pike here next year. So they just announced that a few weeks ago. By the way, the land-based tours there in the Galapagos, you guys help facilitate some of those activities as well, because when you go to the Galapagos, obviously the liveaboard trip is the main attraction, but it's worth hanging around a day or two to do some of the land-based tours and see what are we talking about? Galapagos, famous Galapagos turtles or what?
Yeah, famous Galapagos tortoises. Lonely George, who is thought to be the last surviving member of his species. There's all sorts of hikes, all sorts of stuff to do there.
All right, Clay, I miss them. You said what's the last?
Well, first of all, they're tortoises, not turtles.
Oh, of course, yes.
All right, so number one, and then there's Lonely George.
Lonely George.
Yes.
I don't know about Lonely George.
Well, you'll learn about Lonely George when you're there. Now, of course, it is a part of Ecuador.
The
they call him
wrote
Lonely,
a book about?
They call him Lonely Jorge.
What are you talking about?
You're thinking of Curious George.
Oh, okay.
And the man with the yellow hat.
Yes.
But this is something different.
It's totally different. But he's the last remaining tortoise from what?
Of his species.
Of his particular tortoise species. He's the only one left, and he's there in the Galapagos?
Yep.
So, okay. So basically you're saying I have to fly there to get my picture taken with a giant tortoise?
Okay. If you want to use that as a main reason, then go for it.
Well, it's something, you know what? I didn't have it on the list, but I think I'm going to add it. It sounds like just another part of the adventure. But it's just one of those things. I have a feeling for me that when I get down there, I'm just going to be blown away by that type of stuff, that whether it's birds, turtles, God knows what else.
Penguins.
This is like the armpit of civilization, right? I mean, birthplace.
No. Armpit. And not really the birthplace of civilization either, but it is a unique place from an evolutionary standpoint because it is so remote. It's so separated from the other places.
Right.
And the only place north of the equator with penguins.
Nice. I've never hung out with live penguins, you know.
And I think they have
wild.
Some swimming, some marina iguanas, too.
Really? They just got everything. That's pretty much, you know, I think I'm going to have to get another pad of paper for my list because, obviously, it's you keep adding things to it, Bill. Everything we talk about that we might see in the Galapagos, it's going to be
he says.
Quite amazing. Now, are you looking forward to this?
You know, if you brought me, you'd only have to see half as many things. I would see half of them for you.
Well, but that's why Clay's going. He's going to help, right, Clay?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. See, this is the sacrifice you make as the president of the company. You know, he's willing to
I like
to
how
that.
You make it sound like you're bringing Clay.
We'll just travel around back-to-back the entire time.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get everything covered.
A push-me-pull you.
Yeah, we'll make it work. All right, once again, exploreventures.com. 1-800-322-3577. Book, whether it's the Humboldt Explorer, a trip on their new Maldives location that'll start running next year. Turks and Caicos Living Board, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, July 31st. We're going to be on board with Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network. That's going to be a great, great time. And, of course, any of the weeks, whether it's the Bahamas, the Turks, Saba, St. Kitts itinerary, you name it, they take care of you big time there at Explorer Ventures. Clay, look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, my friend, okay?
Definitely. Can't wait.
All right, you got it. There you go. Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
And if you go on any liveaboard cruise at any time to any destination, there's a 35% chance that you get to meet Single Scott.
This is true, because he booked so many of them.
Like a 1 in 3 chance he'll be on board the boat.
Like 35 times he's been on, spent a week with him. He's basically, you know...
Somebody who can go diving anywhere he wants, loves going diving with Explorer Ventures.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
I feel like we've been on this vacation before. Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
You know, talking about all these dive trips we have coming up, whether it's Fiji, Galapagos, the Turks and Caicos. You know, it's not all about me. Well, actually, it is. But
it's exactly about you.
Yeah, but I do share the joy. I mean, tomorrow when I go to the Long Beach Dive Show, Single Scott, Mermaid Tony, and myself are going to join the folks there at Explorer Ventures at their booth and give away a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and the Turks and Caicos. So if you are at the scuba show this weekend, make sure you get over to the Explorer Ventures booth and register to win, because Sunday at the end of the day on my birthday, we're going to give away a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, you will have a choice to either help Mermaid Tony and be a mermaid wrangler, or Bill the Producer is going to be on this trip as well. Maybe
you can be a Bill the Producer wrangler.
Yes. We'll give them the choice.
I will let you know. You should take the mermaid.
Bill, you're going on a trip?
Yes. Yes, I hear tell that I'm going on a trip.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm never really sure till I'm on a boat. But
he's on a boat. He's on a boat.
No, I'm not.
Not yet.
Parking Scott's car. Yeah, you guys are going to Fiji, and I'm valet parking his car.
Yes, you are doing that today. But these are the sacrifices you're making now so you can benefit later.
He's making
later.
Me wear the suit. He says, you can't valet park my car
and
in that
hat,
shirt.
And a hat.
And he's making me wear pants.
Yeah, well, those
are unbelievable.
But you're going to Turks and Caicos, and I'm not.
That suit is a chicken suit. Those really aren't pants. It's more just a furry, you know, thing to cover your nether regions. Now,
I'm not Dutch.
The Turks and Caicos Live Aboard, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, is July 31st. Now, obviously, if you don't win it, you can still purchase a spot. We have a few spots left, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. 1-800-322-3577. This will be a trip you'll never forget. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board with his wife, and he's going to give some seminars in the evening for us, and we're going to learn some really cool stuff. Just being able to hang out with Dan on a boat for a week is going to be quite a treat in itself, because he has amazing stories, and obviously he's one of the bigwigs in the dive industry. Huge, huge member of the dive industry. And I don't mean that physically. I mean that figuratively, because he's done a lot. He's done some amazing things.
Having Dan
to get where
there
he is today.
Having Dan there will almost offset having me there.
Almost.
The positives of having Dan there will like 95% offset the negatives
of having
me there.
The reality is we could not bring Bill the Producer on board unless we had
at least one mermaid and Dan from Divers Alert Network.
Exactly. Yes. So it's going to be quite a treat. Of course, we're going to do a live broadcast. And we're going to dive, sleep, eat. We're going to just have a blast. I know, Tony, you're excited, aren't you?
She doesn't know how excited she is.
I'm telling her things about the live aboard. Her jaw won't close.
How would you describe the potential? What do you think it'll be like? How would you describe it in one word?
Heaven?
No! Awesome! Come on!
Oh, awesome! Awesome! We're back to that. Awesome!
Yes, see, Tony has this thing about saying the word awesome. So
you just tried to make her say the word awesome, and she didn't, so then you forced her to say the word
right.
Awesome.
Well,
you're the one with the
out.
Thing.
So tomorrow when we're at the Long Beach Dive Show and she's during the mermaid thing, come up and just say, hey, you look awesome. And see, that'll be
there we are.
That'll be code for, hey, security, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, yeah, I know you're looking forward to that Turks and Caicos live aboard. I can't believe you haven't done a live aboard trip.
Never. I even asked if I had to fill the tanks. It was like, do I not have to do anything?
Well, I'm sure they would allow you to help if you would like to be
the honorary crew.
Yes.
Well, I think I just enjoy diving and eating and sleeping. And
all right, that wasn't a suggestion.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, they aim to please. You get to dive or work on your tan or, you know, sleep or nap. I work in power naps. When I get on these live aboards.
Yeah, good solid 4 or 5 hour naps.
Yes.
Starting immediately after breakfast.
After the first or second dive. Sneaking a little nappy. And then you're good to go for the rest of the day. Dive. Do a night dive.
Yes.
What are you looking at me?
How many night dives have you done on a live aboard?
Let's not go there.
Two?
Let's
Two?
Not go there. That's enough out of you. All right, more coming up, including information on Dominica Dive Fest. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando opens May 22nd. Free gift for the first 50 customers, and many more great prizes will be given away, like regulators, PCDs, dive computers, even a new Bladefish underwater scooter, plus hot dogs, hamburgers, refreshments, and a free regulator checkup from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's May 22nd at the new Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando. However, all Divers Direct locations are celebrating the Orlando Grand Opening throughout the month of May. and at DiversDirect.com. A complete dive package with computer for $699.99. An Oceanic VO100 dive computer for $149.99. A body glove 3mm super stretch wetsuit for just $79.99. Go to DiversDirect.com and click on clearance for even more great deals. Divers Direct, Florida's neighborhood dive center for over 20 years and serving the world at DiversDirect.com.
Dive season is kicked in to high gear when you start looking at all the events going on in the dive industry. This weekend, we got the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Next weekend, Tacoma, Washington. You have the Dive Expo there in Tacoma, Seattle area. And we'd be there if we weren't going to Fiji. And then also next weekend on the East Coast or in Florida, you have the grand opening of the new Divers Direct in Orlando. And they're doing a big, big blowout for Central Florida divers or anybody that can make the grand opening on May 22nd there at the new Orlando store.
I'm planning on making it.
Are you going to get? You got to get out there, bro.
I got to get out there. I got to get down there.
They're giving away a bunch of stuff.
I need to be there.
And I know, you know, you got to get ready for your Turks and Caicos liveaboard trip.
I do.
And they're doing free regulator inspections day only.
Well, then there we are. I'm on it.
That can save you some big bucks.
I am way on that.
So you take your regulator over there between 10 and 5, I believe, or whatever the time they're open that day. You just go to DiversDirect.com.
Me and all those federal agents.
And take your
regulators
that day, and you can get your regulator checked out. For free, and then also they're giving away like all kinds of stuff. I mean, when Divers Direct does a blowout like this, or
there's
big grand,
no question,
they really do it upright. And I have heard that I've already talked to some people that have seen the new layout. They have like really loaded this place up. Their stores are kind of like diving superstores where they just have every size, shape. Of BC and wetsuit, you know, there's never an issue if you're going into the store and not finding something that'll fit you.
Right.
And I've heard they've even kicked it up a notch here at the Orlando store. So it's going to be interesting to see what they've done. May 22nd, DiversDirect.com. It's on International Drive in Orlando. All the Divers Direct stores are celebrating in Florida. There's several. You can get all the list right there at DiversDirect.com. And you can celebrate online as well. In the United States or worldwide, because they ship all over at DiversDirect.com. So check it out. More coming up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show.
I'm going to hit a tree.
Devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come ziplining with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He's also a zipline master.
Yo!
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the zip.
Sir Evie, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Yeah, he really didn't. And you got to pack light when you travel to Fiji because all the baggage restrictions... So I've planned accordingly for this adventure. We are going to do some zip lining in Fiji, Bill.
So you're wearing that G-string? That'll be a lot more comfortable.
Well, I'm not going to say what technique I'm going to use for this adventure, but I have planned now that I know kind of what to expect on the zip line there.
Captain Commando!
Yeah.
That's zipfiji.com.
Yes.
zip-fiji. Mm-hmm.
But you go over this canyon, the last zip line,
yes.
And you know, let's just say, I can't wait to say, bombs away! That'll be good.
Because nice.
There's usually people down there swimming in the river and things. It'll be fun. I can't wait. But yeah, just some of the things you can do on your surface interval when you're diving. Now, a couple things I want to go over here. These are kind of more like little quick little tidbits before we get back on track with some of the stuff we got to cover before we head out west. This is an interesting little story. In Tampa this week, I don't know. Bill, let me just show the picture. I mean, okay. These guys, it was the TV
news. That's a shark
channel.
In the back of a truck.
Yeah. And it was basically a TV
driving
channel.
Along on 4th Street in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. So, which is south, you know, Tampa area there in Florida. And basically, this TV crew pulled up to a traffic light and looked over at this pickup truck in the back of the pickup truck. What did you say? That's about a 10-foot
well, I don't know.
Full shark, maybe?
Bed of the truck is probably 6 feet.
Okay,
and it's just
let's
outside.
Go
to
seven.
Me, it's 8 feet, 7-8 feet ballpark. Yeah. And yeah, it looks like a bull.
A bull shark in the back of a pickup truck.
With a cooler. So apparently it was going out for a picnic.
Yeah. So we throw it out there because.
Well, now, what's remarkable about the story is that Channel 10 News in Tampa is looking for this person. Who's got this shark in the back. Now, this is a crack news gathering organization who has a picture of the truck but didn't have the good sense to look at the license plate.
Well, you can't see it, though.
Well, yeah, you coulda if you moved.
Oh, well,
if
maybe.
You didn't just sit where you were, there's nothing between them. Yeah, if you moved 2 feet to the right and got lower, you could see the license plate tag.
They were at a traffic light. And that's what they said. They're at the traffic light, and they saw this truck pull up next to them.
There's nothing in front of them, which means that the camera's not inside the vehicle, which means somebody could have gotten out of the vehicle.
Well, they're in St. Petersburg, which is Old Fartville, and they probably just drive really slow. Even the TV news people probably do. And you say,
I'll tell you what, a good news cameraman would have done a tuck and roll and been able to capture that license plate.
All right. Well, they couldn't, so they've asked for... You know, divers to be on the look like.
Hey, you got a blue flare side.
Do you know anybody?
I think it's a flare side Ranger. It looks like my truck. So I think it's a flare side Ranger, but it's blue and it's probably a 2004, 2005.
Yeah. And so.
And it had a bull shark in the back. So in case you got one of those.
Yeah, you know, you're in the Walmart parking lot. Some guy comes up and says, hey, man, I got something I want to show you. Come here.
Okay. If that happens.
Yeah.
And you're a woman.
You're thinking
go the
it's going to be, you know, some hot TV or something like that. No. It could be a. It could be a shark. They want to hear from you. They want to know, why did these guys have a shark in their pickup? And that's a pretty good question when you
really?
Look at the picture. Why?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may mention near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always gonna be my star.
Yes, you know, we are heading to Dominica for Dive Fest in July. We just secured our travel arrangements literally this week. And the big announcement is that we are going to have three mermaids at Dive Fest. At least three, maybe more by the time we're done.
Some say they are the very, very best of the mermaids. This is the AAA mermaid team.
This is the AAA mermaid team, which would be Angela, Amy, and Alicia. Yes, AAA mermaids will be visiting.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Dominica. And
Tony was giving me the hairy eyeball.
It's like, what am I, tuna? What's going on?
You have a hairy eyeball?
Not before, but now I do because Tina just gave it to me.
I didn't know that.
I mean, I have to take care of three mermaids?
Yes. You and Woody.
You can handle it.
Woody will help you out, I think.
Yeah, I think he will.
Oh, I bet he'll try.
Yeah, Dominic, he's our contact, our valet, so to speak, when we're on
the island. Is he parking Scott's car?
He might be.
When you go to Dominica?
Well, he's parking his car, and he'll drive us around.
Okay.
Our escort. The AAA mermaid team of Amy, Alicia, and Angela. Now, Amy and Alicia are sisters, so they are from Chicago. They're going to come in and join us. Down in Dominica.
Make sure you bring some Red Hots.
Red Hots?
Why?
Those little red candy things?
No. Oh. No, they're hot dogs.
All right.
In natural casings. So it's a Chicago thing.
Chicago
pizza is what I would prefer.
Deep dish.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe some of that.
Nice.
Yeah, but they're going to be on hand. It'll be their first experience in Dominica. Angela's been there before a couple times now, and she'll be back there doing her thing. And it's July 9th. Through the 18th, we're going to be there for the entire event this year. Single Scott going to be there to help wrangle.
Absolutely.
With three. I mean,
I'm going to be tired.
You're going to have one mermaid in one arm, one in the other, and then how are you going to hold the other one? Well, don't answer that.
Pictures on the website.
Yes.
Her legs will be draped across his shoulders.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
In the pay section.
Hey, now. Okay. All right. So anyway, it's going to be quite an event because this will be the first time we've actually been able to literally be there for the entire event, a 10-day extravaganza of Dominica Dive Fest. It's going to be a very special year for it as well because, you know, we mentioned last week that Derek, one of the dive operators who runs that, he passed away. So they're going to dedicate a lot of the events and the Dive Fest in general to his memory and celebrate his life a little bit. And that's going to be kind of cool in its own right, but just some of the diving and some of the events that we haven't been able to participate in the year in years past, we're going to be able to do this year, including the canoe race, the famous Kabuli or Carib, I don't know, some
so famous that you who have been there don't even know its name.
I haven't been, but I've heard it's really huge because they make canoes out of boxes or something, and everything, you know, a lot of boats sink. It makes for quite a spectacle.
Nice job with the research.
Yes. I've just heard it's
they
quite
actually carve the boats out of soap.
Something like that. But I've heard it's something that you should see. So we're going to actually be
there to experience
all of this. And then probably do our thing at Jewelers International with the mermaids, put them on the counter and jewelry and the whole thing.
Go up to the rainforest, sit in the hot tub.
Yeah, they're hot tub.
Champagne springs.
Natural springs, yes. They're not really hot tubs, are they?
They're tubs with hot water.
Yes, yeah, I don't know.
Volcanic.
Yes. Volcanic. They're heated by Mother Nature. And I don't mean urine.
Well, we're going green this year, so that'll be good.
Yes, it's yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's the most volcanic island in the world, supposedly, which I didn't know until we started traveling there a couple years ago. But
by the way, Scott, as a former mermaid wrangler, if you don't perform your job well, there is a boiling lake there on the island.
Uh oh, the pressure's on.
Yeah, that's right. The girls could just push you in. That's another place we haven't been, Dominic. We keep talking about the Boiling Lake.
We haven't been there yet.
But at the top of one of the mountains, they have this lake that, because of the volcanic activity, it's constantly.
And we're going to be there long enough, we could probably get there this time.
This is true. I think we're going to have a little flexibility. Matter of fact, I think they're planning to put us on some zip lines in Dominica this year. Because Simon from the Water Sports Association asked me about that the other day. He says, wouldn't you guys be into ziplining someday?
And I'm like,
hello, of course.
Did you tell him we're professionals at it?
Yeah, of course I said that, right. DominicaDiveFest.com. You can join us for that adventure and book you and your dive buddy, a group, whatever. There's still some really good deals to be had for that event. And once again, it's a great, great event. Several manufacturers like Oceanic and Henderson wetsuits, I think Sea Life cameras, a few other folks are going to be there doing demos through the week, so you get to do that. And you really get to interact with the local dive community on a level that you normally wouldn't get to do when you visit at other times of the year. Really cool event. DominicaDiveFest.com.
And of course, one of the things that's just fantastic about it is that it's fantastic diving that really is closer than you think it is. I mean, it really is. I mean, you're going to Fiji. That's you got to finagle 48 hours worth of travel, and you lose a day, and you got to buy new calendars, and you got to reset your watch. It's a lot closer to go to Dominica.
It is. It's kind of like the Caribbean's version of Fiji. You know, and so for people on the left coast or east coast, it might be easier to get to Fiji and kind of get a taste of what. Or go to Dominica, get a taste of what Fiji is like if you haven't been there without some of the travel. But, of course, on the West Coast, that's not necessarily the case. It's just a 10-hour flight, and that's not too bad because it's straight nonstop to Fiji. So it's not as hard to get to Fiji as you think. So,
let's see. Have I gotten to Fiji? No. No. In fact, it's pretty hard for me to get anywhere except for maybe the Turks and Caicos.
No. Tony, what do you think?
Bitter party of one? Now seating. Bitter party of one. I think someone's slightly bitter.
Yes, I think so. It's jealousy. Get used to it. I've dealt with this for over 13 years, Tony.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to point that out. How long you been along with this ride? With
I
this
don't
scuba
see you
radio.
A tail.
Well, there we go. I would. I would.
You don't want to.
And you will see it. It will happen.
Yeah, actually, if you had, you would know why he doesn't get to get out much. You know what I'm saying? Of course you do. All right. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Got to.
Yes, we are going to do just that. We head out to the West Coast to see all our left coast diving friends at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. We'll be there tomorrow, May 16th. And it's my birthday. Feel free to come by and give me something worth lots of... Actually, no presents, no kisses on the cheek, none of that. Don't even shake my hand. I want cold, hard cash. That's all I want. That's all I care about. Just give me some dough.
Yeah, and you know what? He will only accept money if it was minted in the year of his birth. So all you have to do is just guess the year of his birth, 1938, and just put the money right there on the table. And if you get the right year, he'll keep the money.
I kind of like the way you think.
That's what I was thinking.
Because that's almost worth the aggravation. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
All right, maybe.
So if it was minted or printed in the year of Greg's birth, he'll keep it. Otherwise, he will give it back to you, plus a kiss on the cheek.
No kiss on the cheek. It just won't happen. How about this? You can pay me not to kiss you on the cheek. How about that?
There we are. There we are.
That's a way to get rich.
Flip it. All right, now, by the way, obviously, we have way too much fun on this show, and it really is your fault. I blame you totally for putting me into this position where I can travel the world, dive, talk about it, and actually make a few bucks on the side. This ain't a bad gig, and I do mean that seriously, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, I want to tell you, though, to join us. You can, as you've heard on today's show, join us on one of many of our little adventures. You know, maybe you can't join us in Fiji, but you can join us at the Scuba Show. You can join us in Dominica. You can join us in the Turks and Caicos on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. You can join us in Grenada in August for Get Down in Grenada. All the details about all these trips and more can be found right there at scubaradio.com. And there's a few pictures that you might want to check out as well. Mermaid Tony sporting the new Scuba Radio jacket, as you can plainly see to my left. There is pictures of her sporting that on the website that are worth checking out, and you can you like these jackets.
It's reversible.
They are functional and fashionable, are they not, Tony?
And it's warm. It's wonderful.
It's warm and cozy, she says. See, and she's going to use this in Fiji,
and she'll use it as a pillow on the plane ride.
She very well may. And so it's very versatile. Check it out at scubaradio.com on the shop tab. You can. You can buy one of the jackets, you can buy one of the new Scuba Radio Mermaid tees. Now, in sizes up to 2XL, yes! You asked for it, we delivered.
No sense in dieting, we'll just make your clothes bigger.
Yes. All right, that'll do it for this week. Next week, a show from California. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Tony?
Down where it's wetter.
Oh, yeah, it is. Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.